God is so good. Life is so wonderful. And guess what? Who's blessed in here? Yes. We are so wondrously blessed. You know, we just experienced a beautiful Easter experience. But does it stop there? No. Let me hear you. No. Because we know that the world celebrates Easter as a day, but we celebrate it when? Always. Every day is the resurrection. Every day we go through a crucifixion, that's laying aside the things that, all these things that we journey through. But oh my, what do we do after that resurrection feeling? After that experience, after we have fasted and been moved, what do we do with that? That's a good question, Vernetta. What do we do with that? Well, we go forward. We go forward into what it is you are to do in this universe. You know, without any one of us, we can take this room. If any one of you had not showed up in here this morning, this service would be so much different, because we bring with us our consciousness. We bring with us the equipment that we came into this universe with. We just sang about one of them just now, light. We are the light. Jesus said, you are the light of the world. And we're to not do what? We're not to hide it. We're to put it up on that bushel and let it shine, and let those who are in need of truth, not just when we come to church on a Sunday. Do you know, every time you encounter someone, your vibrations are touching them. What do you want to convey to the world? I know I want to show up as love, because Jesus said, love one another. I want to obey. I want to be in that vibration where anyone in my sphere of activity, they know who I am and what I represent. Oh, that's not easy, is it? Oh boy, how many times do we have to catch ourselves before we blurt out something that may hurt another? Oh, how many times do we have to watch what we say? You know, that comes as a part of after the resurrection too. We're new creatures in Christ. And instead of going back to that old familiar way of doing things, what do we need to move forward? You know, this morning, I guess it was about 3:30 in the morning. And I laid there thinking, how can we move forward as a community? As a spiritual body in oneness and in harmony, how can we move forward? And the answer that came to me was, each and every one of us who pass through these doors are to be their authentic self. Are to bring their talents through that door with them. And not only bring them with you, because I know with myself, sometimes I'll bring that enthusiasm with me and sit on it. But not only bring it with you, but put it to good use. That's how we build community. That's how we lift ourselves up. That's how we do as we were bid to do. Draw all men unto us, or all persons unto us. That's how we draw. In thinking of this lesson this morning, I don't know about you, but there are times when I have, now I'm telling on myself, but I don't walk on water, not all the time. But there are times when I have said that I'm committed to do a certain thing. And boy, I start off like a blaze. I'm all fired up and ready to do it. And then time passes, and I begin to return to that old thought process. Well, I can't really do that, because something out here is hindering me, something's stopping me, something's holding me back. But you know, you have in you the Spirit of the Most High. Do you know that? You have in you not a spark of divinity, but a blaze of divinity. We're told, I am in my Father, he in me, and I in thee. So to me, that means I have what it takes to move through this universe as the Christ, because I am told that the same Christ that is in me is in you, and you, and you, and in all of us. That's our connection. That's what brings us together. In thinking about this story, I always go back to the story of Ruth. Naomi, well, I'm sure you all know it, but if you don't, get out your Bibles. This is a plug for my Bible class. But get out your Bibles, because these stories are our story. They're not just scriptures. We go deeper into the scriptures, and we use what we can glean from them to do whatever it is we're tasked to do on this earth plane. So in the story of Ruth, I love this story because, well, we know Naomi and her husband had the two sons, and that they had traveled from their land to a land called the Moabites. And the particular thing I like about this, the thing that connects it to what I'm talking about this morning, is that Ruth and her sister had no awareness of how things were done in Jerusalem and in that country. They weren't aware of the one presence and the one God, but they learned through how Naomi and her husband handled their business. And so the two sons died, or made their, we call it transition. They moved on to another sphere. And Naomi's husband by that time was no longer there either. So Naomi decided, I'm going to return to what I know. I'm going to return to my people. I'm going to return to where they believe and moved in the presence of one God. Now, Ruth and Oprah had quite a different upbringing. The Moabites, let's just think about this in terms of metaphysics. They're considered thoughts, this is Charles Fillmore, thoughts springing from and belonging to that in consciousness that represents the body, the external conditions. So this was a type of life that Ruth and Oprah grew up in things outside of themselves and worshiping outside of themselves, not knowing that in them was that one presence and that one power. So in this, as it continues, Naomi decides to go back, and Ruth decides to come with her. Naomi represents, now all this is in us. Remember, we turn all this is in us. It's not something out here. So when you think about those thoughts working themselves through you, that's when the Bible comes alive for you. So Naomi is like your thinking capacity that when it has failed to really connect with God, it straddles the fence, you know? It thinks, well, maybe if I go over here, things will be better. Instead of what I always tell people, stand in your truth. Stand in that one presence and that one power. No matter what you're facing, don't go back. So, and Ruth just represents love of the soul in a most natural state. Ruth adapted to what Naomi and them believed in, the one presence, the one power, the one God. So when Naomi decided to return to her homeland, Ruth said, I'm going too. I am going too. Naomi said, no, you two stay. This is where you come from. But Ruth said, no, your God is my God. And they returned. So Oprah's like what happens in us sometimes. Instead of going forward, we feel more comfortable going back to what we've always done, to what we've always believed in, to let others sway us into thinking that we're being punished, that we're not good enough. And that's all right if that's where you are. But keep studying. Keep learning, keep praying, keep meditating. And when that light that we talked about comes on, follow it, surrender, go with it, believe. So I always take things back to what is it? Where am I going to go from here? What am I going to do from here? The more we give ourselves permission, and yes, choices, we're full of choices in this human experience. But the more you give yourself permission to dare to believe in the one presence and the one power in the universe, God, the good, omnipotence, omniscience, omnipresence, the more you'll open up to the fullness of life. And as Jesus put it, he said, he came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. How is that? Through his teachings. Through his teachings. So we have just gone through the resurrection experience where in that moment, we felt whole and complete, right? That's the feeling you get when you come together in light consciousness and lift one another up. But what happened when you walked out the door? What happened the week following? What happens now? Do you continue to walk in the path of the light? Or do you revert back to what you're accustomed to? I don't know, some of you may be accustomed to walking in the light. In that case, yes, go ahead, revert back to what you're accustomed to. But know that the Spirit of God is within you. Know that together in faith, love, and harmony, we are going to continue to move forward here at Unity Church of Light. I always think back to when the church first started, and I wasn't here then, but later on when I came, it seems like the mortgage was a mountain to climb, an unattainable resource. But you know what? We traveled through the valleys and the hills, right? Sometimes up, sometimes down. Our mortgage has been paid. We're at a point where God is the source and we acknowledge it. We have much, much more to do. We have much, much more to do, not only on the outer, but on the inner. Because when we lift our consciousness to that high frequency of spirit, things happen. Things happen. Over the past few months, we felt the stirrings as we built up towards the day called Easter. We felt things happen deep within us, didn't we? Who's going back to business as usual? No, good. No one. No one. You know, just as the disciples were commissioned to go and teach the word, so are we. Not just by words, because we know we need to walk the talk, right? But also by the deeds that we do, how we show up in various scenarios and situations. In Matthew 28 and 16, it talks about when the 11 disciples went away into Galilee and into a mountain. What's the mountain? We're talking about that high state of consciousness when we talk about going up into a mountain, right? And the scripture reads, and into a mountain where Jesus appointed them, they went. And when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All power is given to me in heaven and in earth. Go you therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost," or the Holy Spirit. All this activity is in you. You are a part of the one presence and one power. The Son is in you. That's that pattern. And the Holy Spirit, that's that activity. When you let it loose, have you let it loose? You know what? This very church is an example of it being let loose. We're here. It's comfortable. We have lights. Those are outer things that come from an inner sense of what and who we are. So, continue in one accord as we have been bidden by our way shower. Continue to grow. Continue to use these tools. Don't go back to what the norm was before. We're moving into a new phase in this universe. Let's move into it together, lifting the spirits of all that come in our vibrations. You know, we have a lot going on in the world, don't we? Oh, there is a lot going on in the world, and sometimes we think we're not making a difference, but let me tell you, what you put out into the universe makes a difference. Put out the one presence and the one power connection. Put out love, put out peace, put out joy. That's how we move forward after the resurrection. You may have many resurrections because you're going to be lifted to that point of wholeness until you come to a point where that lesson is no longer needed for you. So keep on moving forward, and let's come together as a community and keep moving forward. We see a great effort of that just in yesterday's activity. Look at the beauty created. We are one in spirit. Even if you weren't here, we know that you were sending vibrations and thinking of us, because there was joy in the work that we were doing. So let's prepare for meditation. We want to remember to stay on the path of light. And Jesus Christ said, when you pray, say this, and let's affirm it together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. And that's for an eternity. I want you to take a deep breath and relax into this moment. You may want to focus on the candle up here. The Christ candle is lit. Or just gently close your eyes. Breathing in the breath of spirit. Releasing anything that may be hindering you for coming into this time of quietness. We know we are one. And in making this inward journey from our heads down into our hearts, we feel the oneness of the Spirit that created us. Breathing in and breathing out, giving yourself permission to quiet those thoughts a while, to set them aside, to come to the door of your inner chamber. And we feel the glow coming from within, the light that warms the universe, that light that was before the foundation of all that is. And it beckons us to come apart, to step inside that chamber, to take a rest, to feel the coolness of the breath of spirit, to sit by the calmness of the ever-running waters of life. And in this place, in this presence within, we are enfolded by peace that passeth all understanding. We are surrounded and drenched in a love like no other love in the universe. Pure. Sweet. And in this moment, we breathe in and settle into a pattern, breathing in and out, knowing we are in a place of the Most High. And we take a moment right here, right now, and rest in the quiet. One presence, one power in the universe, and we are part of that wholeness. And so as we prepare to return to the presence of this room, we do so knowing that all the gifts we have received in the quiet, we bring back with us to share and to use. Dear God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all that you have bestowed upon us. We know we are a part of a wholeness that fills the universe, and we are grateful. So we thank you right here, right now, for all things, for one another, for knowing that we are one. So for this and all things, we just say, thank you, God. And it is so, and so it is. Amen.
A secret chord. But you don't really care for music, do ya? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing alleluia. 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 Faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof. Her beauty in the moonlight overthrew ya. She tied you to a kitchen chair. She broke your throne. She cut your hair. And from your lips she drew. This room, and I've walked this floor. I used to live alone before I knew ya. I've seen your flag on the marble arch, and love is not a victory march. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah. How to shoot at someone who outdrew ya. Well, it's not a cry you can hear at night. It's not somebody who's seen the light. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah. Hallelujah.
It's real and going on below, but now you never show it to me, do ya? Well, remember when I moved in you, the holy dove was moving too, and every breath we drew was hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.